Hi there, Empress Stephanie here from KinkyPhoneSexCalls.com. What happens when the tease princess grows up? I know, growing up an only child of upper-middle-class parents, I was certainly used to a certain lifestyle. I won't say I was spoiled. We never had a maid or a housekeeper or anything. Yeah, my folks bought me my first car, but I had to work at my parents' store every Saturday and school vacations. So no, I wasn't spoiled. But I was a princess. I still have the tiara my grandfather gave me when I became an official teenager. Now, fast forward to being a grown-up. 18 years old, had my own job, but I still liked being spoiled. Still qualified as a princess. Not bratty, because you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. But if I was unhappy, you'd know it. This was about the time I understood how much fun it was to tease little dick losers. Guys who had nothing substantial to offer me sexually, they still sought my company and my attention. I knew I didn't want to be their girlfriend or even hook up with them, but some of them had decent personalities or were good for dinner and a movie, so yeah, I let them hang around. Treated them an awful lot like one of the girls, though, running around in a towel getting ready to go out, sitting in a nightgown watching TV if it was late. Actions like this could have been construed as teasing, but frankly, I didn't care. Their horniness wasn't my responsibility, and if they couldn't control their own dick, that was their own problem. College brought a whole new awareness of my powers over men. I still wasn't particularly bitchy or bratty, though, although I certainly see merit in that type of personality and sometimes wish I was bitchier than I am. I still had standards regarding the men I was intimate with. Basically, smart, good-looking, and well-hung. I won't lie, though. Sometimes dumb with a big dick worked for a fling. The other guys that flocked around my gal friends and myself, the ones who were less than stellar, still driving daddy's car, not a whole lot to impress a lady except a job and a desire to please, those guys were relegated to the friend zone. Although they were fun to tease. Called on for handyman help or to pick up the tab at a bar, you get the idea. So, now, a few years later, I still believe you catch more flies with honey. I still like a well-hung man. I still like a guy to pick up the tab, send me flowers, ask me if I have a wish list. And I'm still relatively humble when you gift me with something. I'll tell you this, though. I adore it when you're generous with your assets. I like being spoiled, even though I don't need to be. I'm still as wickedly sweet to you, rich or poor. But the men who make my life more sparkly, whether it is helping fund my animal rescue efforts, or filling my gas tank, paying my yard guy, or surprising me with gifts sent to my door, y'all have got it right. You know how to treat me without being asked, being told, being ordered. And that leads to my actual point. I was never a bratty princess, and I'm not a MILF, so what label applies here? Empress? Mistress? I answer to them all. Does a princess grow up to be a queen? Perhaps that's the case, but I'm going to go with goddess. That way, you know that worshiping and adoring me is not only acceptable, but expected. Talk to you soon.